What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Tropp, and I'm your host, Katie Tropp. Well, before we get into things, I am going to be going on vacation. Going to be headed to Disneyland next week, and it's going to kind of bleed over into the following week. So I'm actually going to take 2 weeks off from the show, just because once I get back from vacation, I'm going to have to work. So I'm not going to have a lot of time to be putting together shows. So the show will be back on Monday, May 6th, after today's show. So today we are just going to be talking straight up NBA playoffs. So if you don't want to hear about basketball, well, you better turn this shit off, because that is all we are discussing today. I'm going to go over the last couple of play-in games, and then we're just going to do all my playoff predictions and what I'm expecting to happen in the postseason, all the way leading up to who I believe is going to end up being the champion of the season. So let's begin with the NBA play-in and what happened earlier in this week, and who's who actually has moved on to the playoffs, and then the last couple of games we have left in the play-in. So on Tuesday night, my Los Angeles Lakers took care of business. We took out the New Orleans Pelicans 110-106. Anthony Davis had a great game. He had a double-double with 20 points and 15 rebounds. LeBron had a solid game as well, 23 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. And it just was an overall solid team game. Unfortunately, like, we had this big-ass fucking lead, and then all of a sudden the Pelicans started to get going. Unfortunately for them, Zion Williamson hurt himself towards the end of the game, of course, too. And it was like the last couple of minutes of the game. I think it was like with about 4 minutes left to go in the game. Zion looked like he either like tweaked his knee, tweaked his hamstring, tweaked something in that upper leg area. And then he did not come back. And it sucked because for the Pelicans, they actually started to get going, and he was part of the reason why. But the Lakers were able to just hold it down. So the Lakers have officially moved on to the playoffs, and they will be facing the Denver Nuggets. And the Pelicans are not out of it. They will be playing tonight to potentially get in for that last number 8 seed in the playoffs. Then the second Western Conference play-in game on Tuesday was the Sacramento Kings versus the Golden State Warriors, and it was just straight-up domination by the Kings, 118-94. You know, I'm not really surprised by this. I'm actually kind of surprised the Warriors even made the playoffs. They had a very just difficult season. It started off terrible. They've had to go to battle through injuries. And then in this game, Klay Thompson was just ice water. And by that, I mean, he was not ice cold, like dropping everything, dropping dimes and making everything. He was just cold. He could not do shit. He didn't knock down one shot. It was a very odd game from the Golden State Warriors, but it's not really shocking, because I kind of feel like they were already on the decline, headed out. That, you know, it kind of feels like this dynasty is officially over. And the Kings, you know, they did what they actually do, where it is they will either blow you out or they will get blown out. And so since this was a blowout, that's what we expected from the Kings. Keegan Murray had a good game, 32 points, 9 rebounds. Domantas Sabonis, he had a double-double as usual, 16 points, 12 rebounds. Then De'Aaron Fox added in another 24 points. So it was just a straight-up domination by the Kings. So now they have moved on to the next round in the play-in tournament, where they will be playing the Pelicans, and the Golden State Warriors are officially out of the playoffs, and we'll see what happens with this team in the future. Obviously, Steph Curry's going to be around, but it's going to be interesting to see, is Klay still going to be there next year? Are they going to move Draymond? Are they going to stick with Draymond? Who knows what's going to happen here with this team? But you look at it, and I look at it and go, this team's pretty much, their dynastic run is over at this point. So in the NBA play-in tournament on the Western Conference side here, the final game for the final spot in the playoff is going to be Sacramento Kings versus New Orleans Pelicans tonight. Unfortunately, no Zion Williamson for the Pelicans. So for me, I'm leaning towards the Kings in this matchup, simply because they should have their whole starting core, whereas no Zion. Brandon Ingram, he's playing pretty solid since he came back from his injury, but is he 100%? You know, you got McCollum playing pretty solid as well, but I just feel like the Kings are the better team. If Zion was playing and healthy, I would probably actually lean towards the Pelicans in this one. But I've got the Kings winning this matchup tonight and moving on for that last spot in the playoffs. Then on the Eastern Conference side of things here in the NBA play-in on Wednesday night, we actually had a solid game. I'd say the best game of the play-in so far was this game between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Miami Heat. I mean, the Miami Heat pretty much dominated the first half. It looked like the 76ers had no shot. Looked like they were just going to get blown out. And boom, they're gone. But they started to make a run. Miami started to fall apart and crumble in the fourth quarter. And the 76ers were able to hang on and just get the win, 105-104. Now, Joel Embiid, he did have a good game, 23 points, 15 rebounds, but he looked winded towards the end of the game because he has just come back from a pretty bad injury. And so he still has to get his cardio up. He just looked really gassed as the game went on, but he did get the job done, and that's just what the great players do. Now we'll see what happens. Now they've moved on to the next round of the playoffs, so they are in the playoffs, but I don't know if they're going to be able to last a full series with Embiid playing like that. But hey, they were able to move on and get that last playoff spot. Then the second Eastern Conference playoff game was between the Chicago Bulls and the Atlanta Hawks, and the Bulls just dominated the Hawks, 131-116. It wasn't even close. Kobe White had a great game, 42 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists. DeMar DeRozan also had a solid game, 22 points, 9 assists, and 6 rebounds. And it was just a straight-up dominating game from the Chicago Bulls, who have now officially moved on to the second round of the NBA play-in. And so the Bulls will be playing the Miami Heat tonight. And the Miami Heat will not have Jimmy Butler. Now, I look at this differently than I do the Pelicans, because the Pelicans have had Zion all season. He's had a great year, whereas Jimmy Butler has actually had his ups and downs this season where he's been injured. And even though he's been injured, the Heat have actually been they've been playing well without him. They've been able to overcome his loss. Whereas, you know, I feel like the Bulls, just not a very good team. They're not consistent in any way, shape, or form. They actually just kind of started getting going these last couple of weeks of the basketball season. So I'm actually going to take Miami in this matchup, even though Jimmy Butler is not expected to play. Who knows when he will come back as well. It looks like this injury is going to keep him out for a couple of weeks, but who knows. But even so, the Miami Heat have been able to overcome it. They have a really solid core. They're a really well-coached team, and the Chicago Bulls are just not that good of a team. So I'm going with Miami in that matchup to move on for the last playoff position in the Eastern Conference. So now let's move on to my official playoff predictions for how I feel like everything's going to turn out. So the playoffs officially begin tomorrow, Saturday, and we will be rolling on through June, just discussing playoff basketball, which is just excellent. I love playoff basketball. I'm really looking forward to, especially the Western Conference side of things here, because I kind of feel like on the Eastern Conference side, the only legitimate teams are the Boston Celtics and the New York Knicks. And I still have questions about the Knicks. So I kind of feel like the Celtics are basically going to roll on through the Eastern Conference, and then we'll see what happens come the NBA Finals. But we'll get there when we get there. So let's start off with the Western Conference and the first round matchups, beginning with the number one seeded Oklahoma City Thunder. They will be playing the winner of the Sacramento Kings versus New Orleans Pelicans matchup. I have the Kings winning that matchup, but no matter who they face, I've got Oklahoma City winning this matchup. Even though they have kind of fallen off the last couple of weeks of the season, they did have a struggle, but they are the number one overall seed. They've been the most consistent team all year, which is just weird to say because I did not expect them to even be halfway good, let alone the number one seed in the Western Conference. But they've been playing really good basketball. They have no issue scoring the basketball. They're great in the paint. So this is a very solid team, whereas the Sacramento Kings are not. They've been a very disappointing team for the most part this season. And they just aren't consistent. They just don't know. They just don't play up to their opponents. They tend to play the really shitty teams pretty well. They'll kick your ass, but then they'll follow that up with their own ass kicking. So I do think this is going to be at least a decent series, because with the Thunder, they are a young team and they don't have any playoff experience on this team. The Kings, they were in the playoffs last year. They were actually one of the best teams in the league last year. So this team has been to the playoffs. They know what it takes. Whereas the Oklahoma City Thunder, they're going to have some growing pains at certain points, I believe, in this first round. But with that being said, I still think they're the better team. I think they're the more consistent team. And Sacramento, just, they're way too inconsistent for me to even believe that they have a shot in this series. So I have the Oklahoma City Thunder winning this matchup in 6 games. Then the number 2-seeded Denver Nuggets versus the number 7-seeded Los Angeles Lakers. My hopes are not high for the Lakers in this one. The Denver Nuggets have absolutely not only dominated the league over the last couple of seasons, Jokic has been probably the best player in the league the last 5 years. It goes unrecognized because he plays in Denver, and also he's got Tim Duncan qualities where he's not flashy, but he just always gets the job done, and you're just not going to really hear about him because he's not a loudmouth motherfucker, but he's still the best dude in the league. And just the Lakers have not been able to overcome this. I mean, we got swept by them in the Western Conference Finals last year, and then we haven't won one game against them in the regular season this year. And the majority of the time that we played the Nuggets, it was a dominating game by the Nuggets. So even though the Lakers are playing really well right now, I like what I see from them defensively. Anthony Davis has really had probably one of the best seasons of his career individually. I mean, defensively, he's probably the best defender in the league this season. He's owning the paint. He's just had a fantastic year. And then you've got LeBron, almost 40 years old and still playing at a high level. And then you have Reeves, who's really stepped it up this year. D'Angelo Russell, who's also really stepped it up. But I just don't believe in them because they're playing the Denver Nuggets. We haven't been able to solve this Denver Nuggets team. And I don't think we're just going to magically turn it around and solve this Denver Nuggets team in this round. So unfortunately, I think my Lakers are going to get beaten this one in 5 games. I'm going to give them one win. Just because I'm hoping we get at least one win. But unfortunately, I've got the Lakers getting basically smashed in this matchup against the Denver Nuggets. Then the number 3-seeded Minnesota Timberwolves versus the number 6-seeded Phoenix Suns. I think this is probably going to be the best matchup in the first round of the Western Conference. I feel like these are two teams that are playing really, really well. Like the Phoenix Suns, my big gripe with them all season has been their defense. Well, the last month of basketball, this team has really been one of the top defending teams in the league. So they've actually solved that problem. I mean, that's why they snuck in at that number 6 seed. They didn't even have to do the play, and they locked it right in. And they've really got hot as the season wore on. The injuries, they've overcome the injuries now. Kevin Durant's healthy. Booker's healthy. Beal looks to be healthy. So I kind of feel like this team's going to be a really difficult team to beat. And I think they're going to fuck some shit up for some teams along the way in the postseason. The Minnesota Timberwolves, I like what I've seen from them this season. They've been one of the most consistent teams all year. Karl Anthony Towns now is back from his injury as well. They're really good defensively. They're really good offensively. Anthony Edwards is just stepping into his own, becoming more of a superstar in this league. So I really like what I'm seeing from the Minnesota Timberwolves, but I feel like the Phoenix Suns are more on the upside of things, whereas the Timberwolves are kind of, they're plateauing, if you will, in my opinion. And I just feel like the Phoenix Suns, like I said, I think they're going to fuck some shit up in this postseason, and this is where I think it's going to start. Like I said, I think this is going to be the best series because I feel like we've got tons of superstars in this one. Like I said, on the Phoenix Suns side of things, we got Kevin Durant, who, I don't care what you say about Kevin Durant, the guy is money when it comes to shooting the ball, and the guy is a killer when it comes to the postseason. Don't act like you don't know what he did when he played for the Golden State Warriors. He knows what he's doing. He knows what to do when it's this time of year. I'm never going to count Kevin Durant out until I have to count Kevin Durant out. So I actually think Kevin Durant is going to step it up in this series. I think Devin Booker is going to have a good series. And I think Bradley Beal is going to be that magic little guy who runs around and maybe has a couple of games where he actually takes over the series. Minnesota Timberwolves, I expect them to give it their all as well. You know, like I said, Karl Anthony Towns. They got Anthony Edwards. This team is Rudy Gobert. They're built and stacked as well. I think this is going to go the distance, but I've got the Phoenix Suns getting the win in seven games in this matchup. Then the final matchup in the first round in the Western Conference, the number four seeded Los Angeles Clippers versus the number five seeded Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks are the hottest team heading into the playoffs. Luka having a season for the ages. Don't be shocked if you see that guy win the MVP. He better be in at least the running for the MVP. I personally lead towards Jokic. That's just me, but you can't really argue against what Luka's done this year, especially the second half of the season. The Dallas Mavericks have really put it together, a solid run. Kyrie Irving has had a solid run as well. He and Luka are matching up really well, and they look pretty unstoppable, whereas the Clippers, they are too streaky for me. They've been up, they've been down, they've had to deal with the injuries, and now Kawhi is, who knows where his status leads, at least for game one. He's injured right now, and it's up in the air on whether or not he's playing game one. And even so, I think the Dallas Mavericks are actually a better team. The Clippers are terrible defensively, so obviously this is going to be a high-scoring series. I don't expect the Clippers to just get rolled in this one, but I've got the Dallas Mavericks moving on in six games in this series. Then moving on to the Eastern Conference first-round matchups, we have the number one-seeded Boston Celtics versus either it's going to be the winner of the Chicago Bulls matchup versus the Miami Heat. I have the Miami Heat moving on, but regardless of who moves on, I feel like the first round, the Boston Celtics are going to have no issues. Even though over the last couple of seasons, the Boston Celtics have been very suspect come playoff time. But in this first round matchup, I don't think that's going to be an issue. While the Miami Heat have been able to overcome Jimmy Butler's absence in the regular season, and I do think they'll overcome it in the one matchup versus the Chicago Bulls, but in an entire playoff series, that's going to be a problem, especially against this stacked-ass Boston Celtics team. I don't expect the Heat to roll over, of course, Jimmy Butler or not, but the Celtics are a much better team. I kind of feel like they're going to manhandle them in that matchup, and I've got the Celtics moving on easily in five games. Then the number two-seeded New York Knicks. Yes, the number two-seeded New York Knicks versus the number seven-seeded Philadelphia 76ers. I did mention Joel Embiid looked gassed, and that's not what you want going against this New York Knicks team, because the thing about this New York Knicks team is they play defense. They kill you in the paint, and they will wear you the fuck down. So in a seven-game series with an Embiid that is still working on that cardio, still working on playing an entire full game, I don't know about you, homie. I think the New York Knicks are going to actually dominate this matchup between the 76ers and them, just because they are so good defensively. And then once they get going, you know, Jalen Brunson, it feels like he definitely wants to avenge what happened in last year's playoffs as well. And I also think the Knicks want to prove that they actually belong here. They're not a Fugazi number two seed, that they actually are a legit team. And when you play defense, a lot of people always forget about defense, but they're going to work you in a seven-game series. And I expect the 76ers to get worked in this one. And I have the Knicks easily moving on over the 76ers in five games. Here's the interesting matchup, though. The number three-seeded Milwaukee Bucks versus the number six-seeded Indiana Pacers. The reason why this is interesting is obvious, because the Indiana Pacers have actually owned the Milwaukee Bucks since the beginning of the season. As a matter of fact, you remember that in-season tournament we had? Well, the Indiana Pacers dominated the Bucks in that. They dominated the Bucks in the regular season. And the Bucks are coming into this matchup with no Giannis. He's definitely not playing game one, and there's a good possibility he's going to miss this entire series. And that's just no bueno for the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, I had questions about them with Giannis, with a healthy Giannis. With no Giannis, there are nothing but questions. Now, the Indiana Pacers, they've played a pretty solid game for the most part, but they are the number six seed for a reason. So I do expect the Milwaukee Bucks to make this a good series, but it's definitely going to be iffy with no Giannis. And I did pick this game to go, or this series to go seven games, but that was before I found out that there's a possibility Giannis isn't going to play one game. If Giannis doesn't play one game in this series, then don't be shocked if the Bucks get swept. Now, I really don't think they're going to get swept, and that's why I'm still kind of sticking with the seven-game thing here, because like I said, the Pacers, they aren't a dominating team, but they have dominated the Milwaukee Bucks, and that's there's always something to be said about that. But I don't really feel like Dame Lillard's just going to roll over. And they did play pretty well in the regular season when they had a couple of times where Giannis was out due to injury. Lillard really did step it up when he needed to. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to go ahead and still go with seven games in this series, even though I'm very, very questionable on that with an unhealthy Giannis. Then the last first-round matchup in the Eastern Conference is the number four-seeded Cleveland Cavaliers versus the number five-seeded Orlando Magic. Who would have thought? Orlando Magic, the number five seed. They've actually been one of the most consistent teams all year, which is just weird because I didn't expect shit from this team. They're a very, very young core, just like the Oklahoma City Thunder. But here we are. We're talking about the Orlando Magic, and they look really good. But I kind of feel like they're going to hit a wall once they go up against the Cleveland Cavaliers here. You know, the Cavaliers, they're coming off of a good year last year, a pretty decent year this year. I mean, it's nothing to scoff at being the number four seed, but they've had their struggles throughout the regular season this year. They weren't half as dominating as they were last year. But with that being said, I feel like their playoff experience from last year is going to be helpful to them in this one, whereas the Orlando Magic, they are a young-ass squad, and that usually shows in the postseason. There's a reason why veteran teams tend to do better in the regular or in the postseason as opposed to the regular season, even if you're a chump squad, just because you've got that championship pedigree or you just have been here before. Whereas this Magic squad is exceptionally young. So I'm leaning towards the Cavaliers in this one, not only because I think they're the better team, but I also think their experience plays a role in that. So I had the Cleveland Cavaliers winning this matchup in six games. So my Western Conference semifinals matchups are the Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Dallas Mavericks and the Denver Nuggets versus the Phoenix Suns. In the first matchup, the Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Dallas Mavericks, I just think the Dallas Mavericks are too hot right now. I really like what I'm seeing from them. And even though defensively there's a lot of questions about them, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they're a young-ass squad, and I do think it will go the distance. I think it will be an amazing matchup between two really, really good teams. But I look to the superstar in those type of matchups, and Luka is on some this season. This dude cannot be stopped, and don't be shocked if this guy takes over games all by himself, because that tends to happen in the postseason. I think that's what would happen in this matchup. And I do have it going the distance, but I have the Dallas Mavericks winning that matchup in seven games. Then in the second matchup in the Western Conference semifinals, the Denver Nuggets versus the Phoenix Suns, I think this will be a good matchup. But to me, I've said it all season long, and I'm going to keep on saying it. The Denver Nuggets are the best team in the league. They play like the best team in the league. They are the defending champions for a reason. They dominated last year, regular season and postseason. Don't be shocked if they do it again. They dominated the regular season this year, and here they are in the postseason. While I think the Phoenix Suns are a good team, they'll give them a run for their money. I think the Nuggets will have no issues getting past the Phoenix Suns in six games and move on to their second Western Conference Finals in a row. Then my Eastern Conference semifinals matchups are the Boston Celtics versus the Cleveland Cavaliers and the New York Knicks versus the Indiana Pacers. And the first matchup, the Celtics versus the Cavaliers, I just don't really see the Celtics having any issues getting past the Cavaliers. I think they're a much better team than the Cavaliers. And if the Celtics play their game, they should have no issues moving on in that matchup. And I have the Celtics winning that matchup in five games. Then the New York Knicks versus the Indiana Pacers. These are two really solid defensive teams. I do think the Knicks are going to have their struggles in certain areas because they are missing... They are missing Julius Randle, and that's going to play a role in certain games and show that Jalen Brunson can't do everything. Now, he's going to definitely have some games where he takes over, but there's probably going to be a game or two where they take him out of the game and just the rest of the team's not able to step it up. And I feel like that's going to be the same thing with the Pacers. They're going to have their moments, and they're going to also have their bad moments as well. I do think it'll be a hard-fought battle, but I have the Knicks moving on in this matchup in six games. So my Western Conference Finals is the Denver Nuggets versus the Dallas Mavericks. And as I said, Denver Nuggets, best team in the league. I'm going to keep on saying it until they prove me wrong. And actually, I don't think they would have an issue getting past the Dallas Mavericks because they play defense. And it would be a battle between Jokic and Luka, but the thing is the Nuggets have more than just Jokic. They've got Jamal Murray. They've got Aaron Gordon. They've got a whole... They don't even just have a starting five that's really good. They've got a bench that is super deep that can step it up. Some of these guys on their bench can actually step it up and drop like 34 points and be that guy who takes over a game. So you look at the Nuggets and go, this team has no issues. Whereas the Mavericks, they're Luka, then Kyrie, then everybody else. And they don't play defense. And at some point, that's going to catch up to them. And I think it's going to catch up to them in the Western Conference Finals. I feel like the Denver Nuggets will have no issues moving on in that matchup. And they'll win in five games. My Eastern Conference Finals matchup is the Boston Celtics versus the New York Knicks. And I expect this to be a juggernaut. First of all, this is a battle. This is a battle between two really good teams, but also an old-ass rivalry where we're used to seeing it in baseball. You know, Yankees, New York Yankees versus Boston Red Sox. New York versus Boston. We're all used to that. We're going to be back at it, at least in my opinion, in the Eastern Conference Finals this year between the Celtics and Knicks. I think the Knicks will give the Celtics problems, and they will push them to the brink. And they will get in their head because they just are that type of team that I think will do that. But overall, the Celtics are a better team. And I can't trust the Knicks until they prove to me that I can trust the Knicks. So in this position, I'm going to lean towards the Boston Celtics just because I think they're the better team. They've been here before. Jason Tatum, he's a superstar player. They just have the better team. You know, you got Porzingis playing at a really high level as well. And I just feel like they will, in the end, they'll get the win. But I think the New York Knicks will push them to the brink. And I think this is going to go seven games. But I've got the Celtics moving on. So my NBA Finals matchup, Denver Nuggets versus the Boston Celtics. Do I have to say it again? The Denver Nuggets are easily the best team in the league, even over the Celtics. Yeah, the Celtics have dominated all year, but they've also had their down moments. The Nuggets really, they have not had any down moments this year. As a matter of fact, the only time they were down was because of injuries, but this team is dominating, like I said, from top to bottom. They have been here before. They know how to get the win. And the Celtics, what have they proven over the last couple of seasons? That they're choke artists during in the postseason. So until they prove otherwise, I can't believe in them. And like I said, with the way the Nuggets have been playing, they're just playing too good. They've been playing at championship-level basketball since last year. So you can't overlook what they're doing. They are clicking on all cylinders, too. Just watching them play basketball really is something of beauty right now. I mean, just the way they pass the ball to each other. They're so in sync right now. I'd be shocked if anybody really gives them a problem at any point along the way. But that's why we play the game. So I have the Denver Nuggets winning in six games. I do think the Celtics will make it a good series, but I've got Denver winning in six games, of course. So that's how I've got it ending up. Denver versus Boston with Denver as repeat champions on top of the league yet again. But like I said, that's why we play the game because, you know, opinions don't win. The players on the court do. So I'll be enjoying the next couple of months of basketball because nothing is better than postseason. Anything but postseason basketball is always fun to watch. And go Lakers, of course, even though I don't have them winning at all. You know I'm going to be rooting for them to win it all. And hey, maybe they'll surprise me and they will win it all. Because, you know, Anthony Davis playing at a high level right now. LeBron is still LeBron. And the rest of the role players are actually stepping it up. So we'll see what they've got. But like I said, they got a tough task ahead of them beginning tomorrow, the NBA playoffs. And then, of course, both the Eastern Conference and Western Conference last play-in games are tonight. And then the last bit of NBA news we have that broke this week is not surprising at all, because I've been saying that if you break one rule in sports, make sure it has nothing to do with gambling. Because if you break that gambling rule, there is essentially practically no leeway in that world. Ask Pete Rose. They've kept his ass out of the Hall of Fame for many years, and he is literally one of the greatest baseball players of all time. But it's not just him, and especially in these days. You got gambling just excelling and growing each and every day with each and every sport, and just there's tons of new apps coming out and just tons of new ways to gamble. So with that being said, they have had to make sure that if you are in the league of any sport, you better make sure your ass does not get caught gambling or being caught gambling or caught up in some gambling scandal. Because if you are, you are out of here. And unfortunately, Jonte Porter of the Toronto Raptors learned that the hard way. Obviously, not a big name player. But he was handed down a lifetime ban this week from the NBA, and it's pretty damning evidence as to what happened to him. Now, first of all, if you are an athlete, you better know that the barriers that that every single gambling network is putting up to make sure they know who is participating in gambling, those barriers are actually working. Every time we get a new gambling scandal, the way the person gets caught is because of usually what happens is they'll place a bet on an app. Now, that network, whatever you're betting through, let's just say you're betting through Underdog Sports. If you're betting through Underdog Sports, you go to their app and you sign in and whatever. Even if you're using a VPN, even if you're using whatever, they know who is placing that bet. And if you have any association to the league, they will freeze that bet. They will tell the league of whatever league you play in, and boom, you are caught. That has happened in every single betting scandal so far over the last couple of years. That's what happened to this dude. And man, to read what this guy did, this is why they have these barriers in the way. Because basically what Jonte Porter did is, one thing he did was he was injured and he disclosed that injury info to a bettor. And when you disclose that info, that changes lines. You could place bets in certain ways. So he was letting him know what was going on there. He also, in at least one game, but it sounds like it might have been a couple of games, he actually limited his participation to affect the outcome of the game. And he himself also was placing bets on games. When I say he was placing bets on games, here's the biggest no-no of them all. He was placing bets on games he was playing in. So Jonte Porter doesn't get any second chance, doesn't get any reprieve. And this was a pretty quick investigation, too. They've only been investigating him, I want to say, the last 2-3 weeks. And boom, they found all the evidence. They presented all the evidence. And now Jonte Porter has been banned from the NBA for life. So, yeah, if you are an athlete, you want to make sure you don't bet. Because they are going to catch you. And the barriers that they are putting up are catching everybody. And it's pretty hilarious because I don't understand why. I don't get why you'd want to risk your career like that anyways. especially when you're a Jontay Porter, who's a nobody. You know, you think you'd want to try and just work up in the ranks, and whatever you get, you want to try and make sure you get it. Well, homeboy was kicked out of the league, and he will not be returning again. Speaking of sports betting, though, if you would like to sign up with any of Sports Talk with Trop's preferred sports books, you could go to katietrop.net, hit the Sports Talk with Trop tab, and you will see right at the top of the page Sports Talk with Trop's preferred sports books. Click on that banner, and it will take you to a few places you could sign up with. I believe Underdog Sports is one of those networks, so you could sign up with many of them and gamble your life away if you are not an athlete, and then, of course, in participating states as well. But, yeah, if you are into to gambling, there you go. Sign up there. So, as I said, people, I will be gone the next 2 weeks. I will be roaming around Disneyland all next week. You know, riding rides, eating all of the food in sight. And also, of course, I'll be in a legal state, so smoking a whole lot of weed. So I'll be doing that. I will also be watching sports as well. I'll be keeping up with what the Lakers are doing because I will be in California. So, of course, I'm going to be in Lakerland. I'll be keeping up with what's going on. We, of course, have the NFL draft next week. So we do have a bunch of sports going on all at once. So I hope you guys all enjoy the next 2 weeks of sports. Like I said, the next show will be back on May 6th, Monday, May 6th. So enjoy the next 2 weeks of sports, fools, and I will talk to you all when I get back from Disneyland, motherfuckers. Go Lakers!